From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. In a series of high-profile television appearances Sunday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is addressing the American public for the first time since signing off on Iran nuclear deal last week. Kerry said the agreement likely won't restart diplomatic relations with Tehran. It culminated from months of talks between the top diplomats of seven countries. A visit by the secretary to Iran is not contemplated, according to Kerry by ABC News program This Week. "We don't have relations at this point," he added. The accord followed several rounds of intense negotiations between Iran and six world powers to limit Tehran's atomic program to civilian use. Meanwhile, U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter is headed to Israel to assess its security needs in the aftermath of last week's historic international nuclear deal with Iran. The Secretary of Defense is set to meet with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has called the accord to keep Iran from developing a nuclear weapon a historic mistake. He is calling for its rejection in the U.S. Congress. Carter said in advance of the trip that he has no intention of trying to reverse Mr. Netanyahu's opposition to the pact, but hopes to strengthen U.S.-Israeli military cooperation. Officials say a series of Sunday morning blasts rocked a Gaza district, wounding two people and destroying at least five cars belonging to Hamas and Islamic Jihad militants. Authorities say the explosions targeted the Sheikh Radwan neighborhood, which is a stronghold of Hamas. There is no immediate claim of responsibility. However, pictures at the scene of one of those blasts showed the Islamic State group's flag painted on a wall. The blasts come amid a power struggle between Hamas and the Islamist extremist group in Gaza. VOA News.